overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's
got. The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys. It's the Wild Show, and we just brought in T-Gid, and we for some reason, let Brad Ensing tag along. Even though he's throwing me under the bus, I'm going to let him tag along so he can throw a few more harpoons before he gets done with me.
Nothing but love, brother.
I know. Hey, you know, thinking of doing the bass, I'm one of those guys that used to be guilty, and it was T-Gid that talked me into trying to like bass, and he's absolutely right. What other fish, like down in your area, Keith, what other fish do people snub their nose at that are good?
Well, I mean, I don't know if people snub their nose, but there's different ways you can prepare. I mean, y'all heard of redfish, right? Like a red drum.
Right.
It's become a very highly sought-after sport fish to go after. They even have tournaments.
Right.
Well, it used to be that people would throw them back, you know, because they figured it was a drum and it wasn't a good fish. But here lately, I'd say in the last 20 years, it's become a delicacy. You can order it in restaurants and everything. But the best way to do it is to take the fillet and just go all the way from head to tail and leave the scales on and just go through it. And then just debone the rib cage on the half shell, we call it. And then you put it over an indirect fire on a grill, and you baste it as it goes with the scale side down with some lemon butter and garlic sauce. And you can put some lemon wedges on it as well. Put a little dill in there. Wouldn't hurt a bit at all. And you cook it until the meat's flaky, and when you take it off, you basically serve it, as we call it, on the half shell. You just cut it into sections, and the shell, like, firms up, and it becomes like a half shell, and you just serve it off of that. It's beautiful.
Wow.
Very good fish.
Excellent.
It's not as dense as shark or tuna. It's a little bit more flaky than that, but it's not as gelatinized as, say, like freshwater bass. It's kind of like in between, almost like a trout, but much larger.
So what other fish are you pulling out of the Gulf that you like to prepare?
Ling, lemon fish. They call them cobia. I think the proper name's cobia.
Yeah.
It's like a shark. Mm-hmm. A little dark. But man, that is some of the best eaten fish. You can fry it. You can pan saute it. Another one is snapper, red snapper,
love
mangrove
it.
Snapper. Outstanding fish, and again, you can serve it many different ways, and speckled trout. You know, there's a lot of people that just freak out on speckled trout. Very good fish. You can catch a bunch of them. The limit's real high, so a lot of people stock up their freezers with that, and they invite their family over and have a huge fish fry.
That sounds wonderful. So if your friends are going to be listening to your shows here, what you'll notice is our bumper in and out is like the number one song on the charts right now. It's called Rich Men from Richmond.
Oh,
Rich,
Lord,
no, Rich Men North of Richmond. Isn't that a great song?
Oh, my God. That guy went from obscurity to like number one in the country.
I know.
Amazing. Good for him.
But you know, what a cool song, and people are finding ways to tell the government that they're really hurting everybody. And I just thought that was a fantastic song. I wanted to promote it a little bit. I'm glad you heard it.
I'll be honest. I love paying $5 a gallon for gas. That's nobody ever.
Yeah. Well, if you're retired, it's a little harder.
Yeah, just a bit.
Or unemployed. Keith, what other little fish tips do you want to hit on? Oh, I wanted to tell you, I used that Swamp Dest on my boil.
Yeah,
that stuff's got some heat. You got to be careful how much of that you throw in. It's not like Old Bay at all.
No. It's got a little bit of everything in there. So, you know, it's one of those packages where you don't need to add anything to it. You know, some of these seasonings, you need to add more salt, you need to add more heat, you know, you need to add more of the Obey or the crab ball type seasoning. This is all in one. It has lemon, has everything.
It's called Swamp Dest, and you turned us on to it. I did shrimp and scallops for my family 3-4 weeks ago, and it was just, it was so good. I mean, there was nothing left. I thought I made too much. There was nothing left.
That's the other T-Gidge's best friend from high school. His name's Richie Romero. It's his proprietary blend, and you can get it at CajunWholesale.com. It's amazing. He's really blown it up with all around the country with that swamp dust.
That's awesome. I just wondered how that would be to put on your fish if you're going to fry it.
I wouldn't do that because it has a lot of them seasonings that, you know, I'm actually coming out with my own seasoning. It's called Extra Cajun, Bob, and I'm going to send you a sample when we get rolling with it. But, you know, they got a lot of seasonings out there, and I'm not going to mention this guy by name, but he's kind of like a YouTube TikTok phenomenon from down here. And when you taste it, it tastes like that. It tastes like crab ball. I would never use that in any Cajun dish. I'd use it in a pot when I'm boiling something, but not in a rice, a rice and gravy or a jambalaya or crawfish etouffee or anything like that.
So it's a confiscated Cajun where they think just throwing as much pepper in as you can makes it Cajun.
You know, and that's why I'm coming out with this season because, you know, it's like I told my producer. I said, you know, I'm sick and tired of people. I travel a lot around the country in the South, and there's a lot of Cajun, so-called, quote-unquote, Cajun restaurants. And when you eat the food, it's like, man, this ain't Cajun. And when I cook, doing demos, they're like, man, it's some of the best food I've ever tasted. And that's like, well, it's 'cause it's Cajun seasoning. It's Cajun food. And they're like, well, how do I get your seasoning? And I'm like, it's in my head. You know, it's not on the market. So we're coming out with this just to right the ship up. There's a lot of people misrepresenting my culture, and I think that's very personal. So, you know, we're going to try and do a little bit of good out there.
That sounds awesome. I still have an excerpt from an interview you did with me about 10 years ago where you were talking about a trip you made up to maybe Richmond or somewhere, and you actually told the chef that you wanted to come back and teach him how to cook Cajun.
Charlotte. Charlotte, North Carolina. I'll never forget that.
So we have a promo we send out to collect sponsors, and we take the best little pieces of – we've got a great one on Robbie Russell there, too, that is just fantastic. Yeah. I miss him every day. But, you know, there's just little moments in this show that turned out to be as funny as can be, and that was one of them.
That's a true story, bro.
Yeah. Ooh. So when's your seasoning going to be out?
We're hoping to have a product out in about another month. We're going to have jars of seasoning. We're going to have it on extracajun.com, which the website hadn't launched, but it will be launched whenever we get product. And we'll have apparel, aprons, hoodies, shirts, hats.
Well, you let me know. Cool. I'll help you get some shelf space up here.
I'd love it, man. I appreciate it. But it's authentic. You know, we've tried it on fried shrimp. We tried it in, like I said, all the staple Cajun dishes, and it just pops. It reminds me of my dad, my grandmother's cooking, and that's what I was trying to hit, authentic Cajun flavoring. And that's actually Extra Cajun is just the title of the seasoning, but it is authentic Cajun seasoning. And the tagline, you want to know the tagline?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you just need a little more. That's why we got a little extra Cajun.
Well, guys, we kind of blew through this show, and I think we could probably keep talking about these things for another 5 hours because it's food, and we all love food. Excited to try some fish with your new seasoning on it. Brad, thanks so much for joining us and taking the time out so you don't have to work. That's
my pleasure. My really pleasure. Good. Believe me, well, the people through my window here keep banging on the glass. So.
Yeah. Well, I think that first shipment of seasoning, I need to bring it to Brad personally, so I might have to do a fishing trip. We'll figure a good time. I'll be in touch with you, Brad.
Please do. I'll connect on Facebook with you.
Love it. Love it.
Okay, guys. Well, thanks so much. It's the Wild Show from the Grilling Guys. It's been a wild week. And go out and make it a better week on your grill in your backyard, whether you're down in Louisiana or out in Rogers Pond. We can have some fun. Thanks to all our affiliates out there, WBRN in Big Rapids, WJIM in Lansing, and, of course, the Jethro FM family.
Yeah,
Conrad.
We're not done, man. We got one more segment. We're going to head up north in a little bit. So, boys, we appreciate you. Stand by for more from the Grilling Guys Radio Network.